Thank you. It's a late in the evening, pretty much, but we are talking about the global food security. My name is Ajay Jha, and I run Institute for Global Ag and Technology Transfer. This was a big mission. So I came out of the university and built up this institute. So I'll talk about the global development and food security program, how the dynamics are changed, and the story of the past is going to have a new modern approach to look at. So I have always dared myself, and I had a dream, and I wanted to do very differently. So I came out with a system approach, which I think slowly it's a recognition now. The problem is a human tragedy. We all know that 800 million people, almost a billion, is hungry every day. We don't realize this. We also don't realize that 170 million kids under 5 dies because of the hunger. It's a malnutrition is not only, but the energy component doesn't go to those body and soul. We also know about the inequity in income, which is happening all around the globe. 20% of world population is less than a dollar a day. Then you have half of the population of the world, which is $2 a day. And then you have a richest 1%, which cover 57% of the poorest in the planet. What a tragedy. What is the kind of inequity we see? This is a wide inequity, and why it is happening. So I said, duh, you have to make a mission to follow. And what the mission should look like? Mission should look like ways to make our planet an equitable place to live, prosper, and grow. It's a very vague, a very broad vision, but how to accomplish? So then I look at the agriculture because, I work always on the tube, tissue culture. And then I came to land. And then I said that, from the land I have to reach to the market. And it's such a wide integrated approach, how to get there. And we see that climate change is there, water shortage is there, biodiversity conservation is a big question. And then there is a shortage of time happen where the food, water, and energy is cheaper now. So food and water and access is only exist. And then there is a nutritional diversity, food production. So it requires a system approach and system solution. You have to reverse engineering agriculture and horticulture industry because we have to look at the nexus of agriculture, environment, and the climate. What we do the next millennium and how to serve the better for the future. The challenge is that we have a lot of extreme poor people around the world. There is a lot of nutritional requirement to the population. There is a lack of access of credit and market to the poor farmer. And then there is a nutritional diversity, a big challenge around the world. So you require appropriate technology and a local solution-based technology, and you require a collaborative partnership to come out with a solution, with a local solution, not to give as an external exported solution. That is not going to change the world. And science and enterprise has to work together because entrepreneurship is a way to go. And farm is not a farm, it's an industry. So everybody has to take as an enterprise way. Urbanization is a real truth. Cities can't flourish without food. And that's why the food, water, energy, and access is always there. So we have to make a sustainable cities also because as Premnath Ji has talked about, the urban population, 70-75%. We need to make around the year safe, nutritious, fresh food. Innovative technology, which we were working for a long time about the seed, which my colleague also, Alan, will talk about this, local seeds. Irrigation, soil amendment, IPM, the crop rotation technology, post-harvest, new approach of value addition and bringing the food in different season so that the premium price can go to the farmer's pocket. Eco-conservation and agriculture enterprise has to be created so the people has to see in the holistic approach and make sure that there is a hands-on educational material to be developed, given to these farmers, given to students so they can understand the real world problem and how to adoption can happen. And most of the world is basically, the women run enterprise of agriculture. So the women empowerment and women enterprise towards the agriculture, now USAID is also following that kind of a base standard. I have nothing done new. What I have done, there is a prepackaged material exists. So you have to bring it together. We'll look at the triple bottom line. Society, economy, and environment, how to balance that. And to bring a new approach, sun to satellite model. How do you scale out the technology? How do you bring the new approach and making sure that things can work better? So I have created this in Afghanistan. I created in Nepal. I created some in India. I created in Pakistan and another part of the world. And that's the bottom line. We created in one place as a technology transfer demonstration and hands-on, and farmer and enterprise and local stakeholder, everybody work together. That way you disseminate and scale up the possibility. You have to work together with the local people. You have to train them, and they have to bring with the local solution. So everybody wins together. And then you have to have a scientific and real technology background, a service lab, which people can understand what the water and soil and land and the pollution and various aspects exist. So you have to create that kind of infrastructure from the village up to the city so that everybody can take utilization of that space. And then you have to think about integrated approach. If you create a value chain system, then you have to look at the technology side one, but also you have to look at the market side on. And then you have to look at the natural environmental ecosystem at the top, and the bottom you have to look at the country's perspective, government regulation, and the limitation you have of resources. How to build this entire chain so that the farmer gets the benefit. So any technology developed by the scientists, it has to be look at the integrated and the perspective of the country and perspective of the local situation. We have done in Afghanistan, we look at a farm to lab, and lab to land, land to market, and we created a learning lab there. My colleague follow after my discussion, Alan will talk about more some of the stuff. He was associated with me. So we talk about the field lab service, field days, take transfer workshop, but we also talk about how the observation to the farm and to the enterprise, people can see how they can make money out of their small land holding. So you have to handhold and link the farm to the market, but also provide the technology which is appropriate. So seeing is believing. You have to show how the water is used. So if you can see in the graphics, it says that why drip is better than the furrow and why not you should use the flood. So that kind of mechanism you have to show, because this part of the world, the people don't understand all technical aspect of the knowledge we all discussed here for a long time. Then we create the entire chain. So starting from the land up to the farm, how do you communicate to the farmer so farmer can adapt those technology and scale it up and make the country economic development much more better. So we have created this whole setup from land to market connectivity, and that was the USAID 4 or 5 programs. We also developed nutritional kitchen garden, almost 200 to 300 kitchen gardens in Afghanistan, 200 gardens in Nepal, 300 gardens in India, 400 gardens in Pakistan, and it was simply $10,000, $20,000, $30,000. So you have to go with the low tech and appropriate technology to disseminate this information, and still the nutritional diversity can happen to the community and local people. And people can make money out of the nursery program to start with the local technology and local way, and that way they get additional money to feed additional protein and other nutrition requirement for the family. These are appropriate technology, the bucket drip and the small greenhouse. You grow all these kind of vegetables, and you also create an enterprise. So Afghanistan, we have created around 7 to 9 various enterprise because it was all run by farmers. So it was added value as a contract farming and connect with the traders and the marketplace. So you have to design a holistic approach. Same thing in India, we have developed from farm to complete to the market system. So any project we have done, This is a very unique digital green technology, which is farmer-to-farmer contact in India, which is happening. It is basically the farmer has approached a new technology, another farmer can come and see that, and then you can transfer that technology to other place. It is not going. This is stuck. But anyway, this technology, kind of seeing is believing. That is the way it works. So once you have a technology, is one place, and the farmer can, you know, one to another, you can connect, and that with the technology is transferred. Bottom line is that you have to look at a perspective of not only on the lab research, that what postulate and hypothesis is, you have to connect with the real needs of the society and the community and the global world. Because whatever we do, the science and research in our lab, it is not for our local consumption and only the production of the papers. It is also to make an impact in the society and community where we are answerable as a scientist and as a researcher. So whenever we have developed this kind of a technology or methods, and whether it is a vehicle of USAID sponsored program, or whether it is the Department of Defense is doing, or USDA Foreign Ag Service is doing, or Indian Council of Agriculture Research, we always say that you have to make a program and early on, so that it's not about the planning, it's also about the implementation, it's about the impact. And you design in a way that it can stay as a locally a sustainable enterprise model where people can then copy, replicate in other region, and then scale it up. And then you have certain economic growth indicator which you can control through this. I'm sorry, it's not going beyond this. So I will probably stop here and share some of my thoughts. There are 6-7 countries I have done the project, and Institute of Global Ag and Technology Transfer, which we have created as a non-profit 501c. Only mindset was there that we have to think very differently the way. So we are going to put a kind of a bridge connection between the university and institution and what the donor and funder and the global government needs. So we can channelize an appropriate way of delivering those knowledge so that the world can be very different. Thank you very much. I think I will stop here. I think Tulsi is coming there. I'll take the stage and ask if you have any questions.
Of course, I'll ask a question. Country has these programs worked the best in. You know, we've done in Afghanistan, we did a lot of work there together, workshops and everything, but we had certain things that we could not do in Afghanistan that you can do in other countries. So these programs, which country does it work the best in?
I will invite you in Nepal, because I do right now earthquake, disaster development in Nepal right now. There is a USAID program which I serve. So one is I have done through the climate change program, and another is IPM program. And I didn't work closely with horticulture, but there is a possibility that we can integrate that. Those programs are running in third year. Fourth year we will go next year. Looks like that, conflict area in Afghanistan and Pakistan is a different dimension altogether. Sustainability is a big question. I think I had stopped. Thank you.